summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Dodge. Let's focus on the cash buildup in the U.S. this morning. Now, according to Bank of America Merrill Lynch, cash positions in the U.S. companies and governments have risen to highest levels since 2011, rising from 5.7% in June from 5.5% in May. Now, do you think that fund managers are shoring up their cash positions because they are becoming bearish?
Good morning, Ibrahim. Fund managers are becoming concerned with the uncertainty of the outlook. And it's not exactly being bearish at this point because it could change quite dramatically depending on the votes on the Brexit vote later this week. But they are less interested in making investments at this term. They would rather let some of the uncertainty be decided. The hoarding the cash, they're also short selling the British pound. So they're really not sure about making investments at this point. So it's more not sure about making investment as opposed to being bearish at this point.
What would be the biggest tail risk for these fund managers as well as for other companies in the U.S.?
Tail risk is a big thing. When you talk about tail risk, that's the risk of an asset moving more than 3 standard deviations. So it's going to have to be a pretty big risk. I see a combination of 3 items combined creating this tail risk concern. The most important one is China, the potential for devaluation. Second would be U.S., not only stagflation, but obviously the politics that are coming up. And then thirdly, you still have energy, not in terms of a lower price, but in terms of potential debt defaults. The fact that all these are on the horizon and are in front of managers creates the tail risk for them. So overall, they are looking for a potential, if one or two or more occur, that there could be a real tail risk.
Do you think that the liquidity risk and also the risk index for Bank of America should be a concern for us? Because the BOA's risk and liquidity index fell to their lowest in 4 years. What can we tell from this fall?
Yes, that was an important element. It typically is not visible in the market, but now it is because it is the lowest. I suspect, again, it's hoarding cash and short selling. The fact that the Brexit is here now, and also there are low expectations for new radical stimulus from central banks that could be successful in increasing growth. I think that the fact that there's so much liquidity is a concern short term, but it also shows that there, if the vote is perceived to be favorable, in other words, that UK remains, that money could be put to work pretty quickly. But for now, the money's on the sidelines.
Do you think that we should be focused on long quality assets instead of long cash positions?
Long quality assets, if one has to be invested, but I would say wait. I think cash is very good now. Unless one is very short-term oriented, trying to take the advantage of the volatility, which is immense, and it will continue for the next 4 days, 4 or 5 days. Long-term assets do make a sense, but the problem, Ibrahim, is that if one makes that investment now, there is a potential for quite a move to the downside, making that investment quite negative for the short-term. Yes, long-term, Ibrahim, it will be just fine. But I think it's more of a wait and see because of a specific date, a date certain when some of this uncertainty will be removed.
So, Dodge, we know that the referendum is a big thing right now. All the companies are talking about it. Governments are talking about it. How do you think U.S. company shares will reflect following this market volatility? And do you think that some company shares in Europe, continental Europe, as well as in Britain, will be affected as well?
Oh, heavens, yes, absolutely. This vote is going to be rather... If the vote is to leave the EU, it would be only the start, not the end of the process. It could lead to a decade or more of uncertainty. Right now, the longer-term outlook for our market now, with all the subtle and in some cases not so subtle negatives that are starting to appear, it's simply neutral at this point. If the vote is to leave, then it becomes negative. The intermediate term right now continues to lose strength and is now no better than neutral. I suspect that we would have to downgrade it further to more of a weaker position. The short term, we had a positive divergence on Thursday, so right now the short term of our market has been upgraded to neutral. But again, the Brexit vote will have quite an impact, I suspect, right now. With the most recent poll, that there is a chance that there will not be a Brexit. And so, therefore, I suspect over the next day or two, if the poll continues to look more favorable, that there will be a continued move to the upside, which ultimately will be determined by the vote.
Now, of course, do you think that there will be an over-reliance on British sales that would force U.S. companies to change their business direction?
Yes, I do. Not as much. Well, yes, an over-reliance and the fact that... if there is a Brexit, it would be the start of the process, and there would be a lot of negotiations and the impact on U.S. companies versus their transactions and the treaties that they would have with the EU and then the new treaties that they would have to have with the U.K. That's going to take time, and it's going to hurt sales for the short to intermediate term. But again, right now it's beginning to look more favorable that the U.K. will remain, but there's no certainty in this, and so therefore I suspect that most companies with U.K. sales, with a reliance on them, are beginning to consider what they would do if there is a Brexit. And that the response is not going to be short-term. It's going to be more intermediate term.
From the U.S. and Europe, can we jump into India for just a bit? The governor of India's central bank, Raghuram Rajan, is to step down in early September at the end of his term. Was this resignation expected, and how do you think the markets will react following this resignation?
The resignation per se may not have been expected or built into the markets, but the result of it, the impact of it, I think, was considered as a possibility. And I think, yes, a longer term, I think India will be quite an opportunity. There's also, you have to consider what India is doing with regard to Pakistan, et cetera. So it's not clear as to what the full impact is going to be. But relative to some of the other factors that are going on in the market now, the India possibility is much more positive.
Now, of course, some numbers in India are very interesting. This includes some inflation numbers. He brought down inflation numbers from about 10% to 3%. Do you think that the new central bank of governor of India will have a big task ahead of them because Rajan has done a lot in terms of managing India's economy?
Yes, absolutely. It's going to be one of their biggest challenges, and now it comes right to the front because of the resignation.
Right. Thanks, George. Enjoy your week. I spoke to George Dolan, Chief Investment Officer at Lender & Fuse Capital Managers. He's calling us from New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
5-Hour Tea with caffeine from green tea leaves. It's delicious, energizing, and comes in 3 amazing flavors. With 0 sugar and 4 calories, it fits your life. With its compact size and portability, it goes where you go. To the campsite, the hiking trail, the beach, without weighing you down. 5-Hour Tea, caffeine from green tea leaves. Release your natural side from the makers of 5-Hour Energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com. Try peach and raspberry 5-Hour Tea today. Look for us at your local HEB grocery store. Sure.